我来教会 interview。
Last year about this time, I came to our church for an interview.
然后我现在还搞不清楚到底你们是喂我吃什么，给我喝什么，我在，就啊，好像相亲一样哈，然后就注定卖给你们了哈，就好像跟你们结婚来到这里。
I still remember what you feed me, and so it's like matchmaking. It's like I think I was sold at the time.
然后我就也搞不清楚为什么就来这边了哈，然后发现怎么去年的这个情况跟今年的那个感觉怎么不一样？去年来的时候这里看起来什么都好。
So I came here and a year after, and then it feels like everything changed a little. It feels like last year everything was so wonderful.
我看每一个人的笑容，哇，看了就好像这个看了都，我不晓得怎么形容，每个人头上都发光啊，还是怎么样
？And all the faces are like shining and smiling.
好像那个刚开始谈恋爱，然后冲昏头那样子哈。
It's just like first time when you fall in love.
我不晓得到底是你们是不是拿什么喂我，什么里面给我什么喝了什么，还是有出现这样的状况。
I was wondering if you put something in my food at the time.
但是我相信一件事情。
But I believe one thing.
我相信神有他特别的美意。
And God has His own will.
也让我们在这里建立一个神得荣耀的教会。
And He wants us to build a church that glorify Him.
教会今年的主题是灵命复苏。
This year, our church's goal is spiritual revival.
我们从过去几个月以来一直推动，我相信大家都有一个不同程度的成长与复苏。
So after past few months' encouragement, I believe all matured in different aspect.
以至于我们最终都可以来完成神在我们生命中的托付和他的计划。
So that God's plan can be accomplished among us.
那既然神把我们全部召聚在一起。
Since we gather together here,
不晓得不管用什么方法哈
，doesn't matter how we come here.
可能你们来的时候也跟我一样，就感觉不到为什么这个教会就是吸引我，我就来了。
Sometimes maybe we come in this church and we don't know why it is so attractive.
你不需要去搞清楚，因为是在神的计划当中。
You don't have to figure it out because it's God's will.
不过我相信一件事情，就是神让我们在这里有一个共同心愿，就是要建造一间荣耀的一个复兴的教会。
But I do believe that God's will for us, for this church, is to build a church that revival church.
同不同意
？Do you agree?
同意。好，我们同意，我们就拍手吧，不要害羞。我们感谢神在这里建造一个荣耀的教会。好，但是不过我们要来明白，到底什么样的教会才是一个复兴的教会，或是说一个健康的教会
？So we have to.Know and learn what kind of a church is a revived church.
我们常常用一个观念，就是 A B C 的这个角度来衡量一个成功的教会。
So sometimes we have our standards to measure how a successful church is.
好 ，A 呢就是 attendance， 就聚会的人数很多，哇，这是复兴的教会。
So the first A is have more attendance.
B 呢就是 building， 哇，很壮观的这个雄伟的建筑，哇，这个教会好大啊，这个很复兴的教会。
And B is maybe they have great building, great facility.
C 就是钱啊 ，cash 就是钱，哇，这个教会的收入很庞大，哇，这个很可观的收入，所以这个是一个复兴的教会。
And C sometimes we say they have more offerings, more money.
但我们来想看看，难道达到这 A、B、C 的这个标准，就代表教会复兴吗？
So let's think about it. Even we have all the A, B, and C. Is that a revival church?
我们看今天很多异端的教会也可以达到这 A, B, C 耶。
So even there are many cult groups can achieve all that.
况且在正统的福音教会里面，这 A, B, C 教会这个标准呢也不一定可靠。
But even formal gospel church A, B, C are not reliable.
例如在欧洲许多雄伟的教堂，今天已经沦落成为博物馆。
So, for example, there are so many magnificent churches in Europe now become museums.
甚至在加州有一个很漂亮的水晶大教堂，也都被申请破产。
And also, remember, in the pretty famous Crystal Cathedral in California has filed bankruptcy.
Yeah. 所以我们刚才所读的经文提醒我们。
So the scripture reminded us.
到底什么样的教会是一个复兴的教会呢
？So.What is the church? What kind of church is a revival church?
我认为不是这个 ABC 的标准，而是 初代教会给我们一个很好的榜样。
So I don't think it can be measured by the standards we just talked about A, B, and C.
Yeah, 因为他那个教会是那样的蒙神合神心意蒙神赐福。
So I believe the scripture told us early churches give us a great example.
Yeah, 在那个教会的复兴到一个地步呢，天天有人得救信主，天天有人聚集啊聚会，天天有人聚餐分享，大家凡物共用，爱心彼此分享。
So the early church was so blessed, and they, at the time, every day there were people believed, and every day they have fellowship.
所以我觉得，如果我们要在这里建立一个复兴的教会，那我们就应该要来效法当年使徒所建立的这个教会。
So I think if we want to build a revived church, we need to follow their examples.
那也许你会问说，那是不是我们也要跟他们一样天天聚会啊？哈。或者是大家变卖家产，然后来过集体生活。
So you may ask, if we need to do the same, have fellowship every day, sell everything we have, and share everything with others.
当然不是。
Of course not.
因为这个是在当时特殊的情况环境之下的一个特例。
Early churches were under different circumstances.
那今天呢？尽管我们处在不同的时代，但是有一些相同的原则是可以参考的。
However, it's different from, we're different from them, but still there are a lot we can learn from.
好，我要从以下几方面来跟大家分享。
And I have a few points I want to make.
好，首先呢是我们对内的生命态度。
And first one's toward inside attitudes of life.
我们要建造什么样的一个教会呢？是要首先我们要建造一个谦卑学习的教会。
So what kind of church we want to build? The first one, we want to build a humble learning church.
好，在四十一节到第四十二节那里，我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read a verse 41 through 42.
好，预备，请。于是，好，当时教会的共同点就是他们那种谦卑学习真理的态度。
So the similarity is they're humble and study the truth.
尤其是对于属灵权柄的顺服，执行的非常彻底。
Especially to be obedient to authorities, to devote completely.
在当时有成千上万的信徒，而且全部都对使徒们，也就是耶稣的门徒们，绝对的支持，向他们谦卑的学习。
So at that time, there are thousands of believers. They supported the apostles and learned from them.
而且没有人提出质疑或挑战。
And then there's nobody have any challenges or doubted about them.
其实我们知道这些使徒啊，过去都曾经是一群我们说扶不起的阿斗。
So we can see all these apostles, they're not the elite.
你看没有一个像样的。
So look at them.
你看有些人呢，这个没有学问啊，不说。
So some are unschooled.
有些人就是脾气不好的。
Some have that temper.
有些爱睡觉的哈，这耶稣跟
Some like to sleep.
所以我们当中打瞌睡，我不会怪你们哈。耶稣最后的要祷告的时候，这精心祷告还在睡觉啊。
So even the night when Jesus betrayed, their disciples are falling asleep.
还有贪爱说大话的，贪生怕死的。
And there are some boastful and fearful.
更别说他出卖主的哈，这背叛主的这些。
And also some rebelled against Jesus.
那比起教会的这些人才就不一样了。你看当时教会的使徒时代人才济济。
So compared to them, and we have all the elite.
在教会中的这些人有这个旧约圣经有道有学问的一大堆的。
We have a lot who knows to have the knowledge of the Bible.
有非常灵命非常好的。
And with a good spiritual life.
这些比这些使徒棒好几倍的，这些比周氏。我们可以从第一批选出管理范使的这些执事看出来说，这些人的条件远比这些使徒好太多了。
So we have so many elite, so we can see we have our conditions way better than those disciples.
但以人的标准来看，应该让有才干、有能力的人当领袖才对啊。
But according to human standards, the smart and the powerful should be leaders.
但是我们从一个复兴的教会，我们可以看出，在当时呢，信徒们向使徒们谦卑的学习。可见他们对这种属灵权柄的顺服，乃是表现在他们对神的仆人的顺服。
So, but we can see at the early churches they're devoted to apostles' teaching, and their obedience towards apostles is also their obedience towards God.
因为这些使徒是神亲自拣选他们的。
Because those apostles are chosen by God.
那就算他们再不好，也是上帝亲自拣选的。所以你如果真正降服于主，你就要表现在降服对神仆人的顺服。
So, doesn't matter what happened to them, they were chosen by God. So, you need to obey them to obey God.
只要这个信徒愿意向神所这个拣选的这些仆人来谦卑学习，这样教会才会复兴。
So the church can revive if you're willing to be obedient to the God's servant.
我们看见今天很多的教会弟兄姐妹卧虎藏龙的人才济济。
So we can see today we have so many talented brothers and sisters.
我们看见无论能力、论知识、才干等等，很多人都胜过牧师的。
So we can see from ability, their ability, knowledge, or wisdom, many of them all surpass their pastor.
但是我们却看见他们全力支持牧师，顺从属灵权柄，因为这是他们知道复兴教会的属灵原则。
But we can see they're all support and obedient to the pastor because that's a foundation to build a successful church.
反倒我们看一些不复兴的教会，通常都是一些经常在那辖制刁难牧师的传道人的。这样的教会通常都不会复兴。
So we can, on the contrary, we can see those church who are not successful, and it's the church who manipulate their pastors.
我们可以看，就算传道人各方面的条件都不如你，但是只要你在属灵权柄上，你要知道是神呼召他，不是你。
So even the pastor is not as good as you are in all aspect, but God called him, not you.
所以你仍要以谦卑顺服的态度向他学习。
You need to be humble and obey.
好，这一点呢，我们教会做得很好。
And on this point, we in our church we did really well.
但是光做这个还不够。
But it's not enough.
接下来第二个哈。
Now have a second point.
第二个是我们要建造一个团契相交的教会。
And then second one is to build a church with fellowship.
好，这里我们一起来读第四十二节好吗
？Let's read together verses 42.
预备，谢谢。彼此之间托祷祈祷，好，然后四十到四十六，对，好，这里提到了几个词哈，这是讲到彼此交接。
So we have a few words together. We say fellowship.
中文翻译的比较不好，比交接好像在交接任务哈，交接事工。
In Chinese, it's not very clear. It almost sounds like we're passing job from one another. But it actually means it's sharing or fellowship. It's how to motivate with each other.
当然也可能包括在与人一起吃饭，一起拨饼。
And also it means to eat together, to break bread together.
或是一起分享宗教经验。
Or even share Bible knowledges.
哇，这个很重要的。
That's very important.
这就是为什么我一直鼓励我们星期五晚上我们要来参加团契活动的原因。
That's why we encourage everybody to come join us on Friday night's fellowship.
其实我们要知道，我们如果能够与别人团契相交，这是一种生命态度的突破。
So if we realize if you can have fellowship with other people, it's actually a breakthrough.
Yeah, 我们常觉得说，哎呀，我们与人交往啊，团契啊，联合等等，其实这个很不容易做到的。
Because to connect, to join, to fellowship, it's not easy.
我们尤其中国人喜欢单打独斗，每个人的意见都非常的好。
Especially for Chinese people, everybody has their own good ideas.
我们要放下自己的意见，去妥协，去接纳对方，容不容易？
So to put away our prejudice, to willing to deal with others, is that easy?
可能在家庭里面就两个夫妻，哇，意见就放不下了。更何况一个教会这么多人，容不容易
？Yeah, even husband and wife, only two at home, they can't have common agreement. Sometimes not mentioned in the big church.
那团契相交的生活，就是必须要有这对内的一个操练，而不是对外的操练。先有对内的操练。也就是要放下我们里面的成见，去调试我们自己，来适应对方。
So to have fellowship, we need to adjust from inside first, not outside, to put away our prejudice and to deal with others.
这样才能够让我们 众弟兄姐妹，我们才能够彼此的相交团契。
So in that way, we can really connect with each other.
假如我们没有这样操练的话，我们就变成谁说话大声，谁就当道。
So if we don't practice those, then who has the loudest voice? Who's in charge?
这就变成独裁了。
And then it's called dictatorship.
那一个真正能够团契相交、同心合意的教会，这是团结合一的教会，就能够合乎神的心意。
So a fellowship or in a church.It's a church that can be revived.
也唯有我们愿意这样团契，彼此相交，这样才能够成为一个复兴的教会。
So only if we're willing to do so, the church can grow fast.
好，最后一个对内的这个态度呢，是乃是我们要建造一个敬虔生命的教会。
And then the third one is build a church with a devoted attitude.
让我们一起来读第四十。三节
Let's read verses 43.
十二到四十三，好，预备，请。是教训，都惧怕，惧怕神。对不起哈，那个神被打掉了，惧怕神。好，那众人都惧怕，并不是说他们活在一个没有安全感的恐惧当中。
So we see people fear not all because they.Because of lacking a sense of security.
啊，好像我们在这边大家都发抖哈，然后呢，很怕被牧师骂，在那发抖恐惧，所以在坐在那里不敢动，不是那个惧怕。
It's not like kind of fear that just sit there, dare not to move, but not to get scolded.
那为什么他们会惧怕呢
？Why do they fear?
啊，乃是因为他们实际经历一位又真又活的神之后，他们生命的态度就不敢随便了。
Because after experiencing this living God, they cannot treat their life like what they used to be.
Yeah, 你记不记得当年耶稣跟他的门徒在海上时候发生一件事情？
Do you remember what happened on the sea during that period of time?
就是在狂风大作，结果耶稣在那里睡觉。
When the storm broke out and Jesus was sleeping.
那门徒在那里胆怯，原本是胆怯之后，可是之后耶稣平息风浪之后，门徒变成大大的惧怕。
So disciples were just afraid of the storm at the beginning, but after Jesus calmed the storm, and the disciples were terrified.
奇怪了，应该是面对风浪的时候要恐惧啊，担心丧命了啊才对啊，结果是平静风浪之后，风平浪静之后才大大的惧怕。
So that's kind of strange, since they were.Afraid of drowning and the storm, but after the wind dies down, and they were terrified.
为什么会这样
？Why is that?
所以这也给我们一个提醒：，既然我们面对的这些环境、这些的困难，其实并不可怕的。
So it's kind of remind us whatever difficulties and problems we're facing, it's not terrible.
因为跟我们伟大的主比起来，这都不算什么。
It's compared to with God, it's nothing.
当我们实在经历神的大能他的之后，我们不得不对神存着一个敬畏、一个谨慎的心。
So when we see the power of God, we must be in awe.
当我们能够存着这个敬畏、敬虔的这个心存敬畏，其实这是一种活出一种敬虔生命的态度。
So when we fear God, our attitude towards God will be.More cautious.
以至于我们在我们每天所行、每天所做的每一件事上，我们都能够小心翼翼。
Even in everything we do, every word we say, we'll do it with care.
我们不敢草率、随便的应付。
So we dare not to treat it lightly.
也不会做出一些让神得罪神的事情，因为我们知道神是轻慢不得的。
And we're not wanting to disobey God because we know we do not want to offend Him.
正如当年的约瑟，当他的主人把所有的东西都交给他的时候，事实上，当他面对他的祖母的诱惑的时候，他拒绝了。为什么？因为他认为他岂能做这大恶来得罪神呢？那就是一种对神大大敬畏的心。
For example, the story of Joseph when facing his master's wife's seduction, and he refused. And why? Because he didn't give in because in fear of offending God.
今天同样的，我们要建造一个复兴的教会，我们也应该在我们生命的态度要活出一个敬虔、敬畏神的生命态度。
So today, if we want to build a revival church, And we have to have the attitude towards God as a fearing, God-fearing church.
好，第一方面是指对内的生命态度。第二方面呢，乃是指对外的社区见证。
Okay, the first is towards our inside, and the second one is towards outside, which is a testimony to the public.
那我们要有哪些这个社区的见证呢？首先，我们要建造一个爱心分享的教会。
So the first, we need to build a church with love and sharing.
我们一起来读44到45节，好吗
？Read 44 through 45.
好，预备，请。请不要误会，圣经并不是鼓励我们共产主义的生活。
So don't misunderstand me. The Bible is not promoting communism.
啊，等一下，假设我们的招待守在门口，然后呢，每个人要出去之前，把你口袋所有的钱、信用卡、什么支票都交出来，才可以离开。
It's not like our church. We have people guard the door, and before you go out, you have to give everything.
那这个重要的这个手表啊、皮包啊、这个项链啊、这个戒指啊，都留下来啊。那我猜下个礼拜可能没有人来了。
So if happens, I don't think anybody would come next week.
今天的环境不一样了。
So we're in under different circumstances.
因为当时在一个特殊的背景之下，信徒呢。他们不约而同的看见别人的需要胜过自己。
So at that time, all the believers look at others' needs more than themselves.
而且他们面对宗教的逼迫，教会需要当时社会需要照顾的穷人太多了，但是呢，当时的社会的福利却没有照顾到这些真实需要照顾的穷人。
So also at that time, there are a lot of poor and needies, and also the church is facing persecution. There are not many resources in the society to help those people.
于是在这样的一个特殊背景下，信徒们不约而同的，他看见别人的需要胜过自己，也因着爱心的缘故，他们将所有拥有的东西都拿出来分享。
So at that time, all the believers sold their possessions and gave it to the poor. They help each other.
那整个圣经的记载就只有那一段特殊的时期有这样的记载，这个房屋共用的这个共产生活之后再也没有了。
So only during that period of time, the Bible recorded such events.
那这在跟我们过去在共产主义的这种房屋共用这种本质上是完全不相同的。
So it's totally different from the communism we're talking about today.
共产主义并不是因为爱，反倒可能是因为恨。
So the communism is not prompted by love, probably by hatred.
为什么他们恨这个世界的不公平，恨不得别人过得比他好，恨不那些剥削的大地主。
So they hate the world is unfair and can't tolerate others doing better than themselves.
所以共产主就是大家都有饭吃，暂时消除了怨恨啊，或是消除了不公平，但是这没有真正解决问题。
So communism is they're hoping that everyone will be equal, but it will not solve any problem.
但爱心分享就不同了。
And love and sharing is different.
因为这不是这个人的爱心丰富多余可以给出去，乃是因为当时这些信徒被神得着之后知道一件事情，就是所有的一切都是来自于神，所以他们才甘心乐意的与人分享神所赐福的一切好处。
So at that time it's not believers or they have extra resources, but when they got to know God, they realized everything comes from him.
今天环境虽然不同了，我们没有处在这个逼迫的环境，我们每个人也都有个人的家庭责任要尽，所以我们不鼓励实行房屋共用，不需要变卖家产来供应有其他有需要的人。
So today our circumstance is different. We are not under a lot of persecution and everyone have their family responsibilities. So we don't encourage everyone to have everything in common.
但是我们仍然有责任来看顾那些需要帮助的人。
But we still have the responsibility to take care of those who are in need.
那个爱心的原则仍然是相同的。 到今天仍然是不变的。
The loving and sharing, they're still the same principle.
因为在我们周围当中有许多人，他们的需要胜过我们的需要。
Because there are a lot of people around us, their needs is more than our needs.
变卖家产，虽然在今天来讲我们不需要，真是这样，但是在属灵的角度，变卖家产相当于在我们在教会当中，我们可能也需要放弃一些我们有一些的占有或是一些的地盘，我们要放手出去，分享出去。
So in the past, they sell their possessions, and today we don't have to sell our possessions to give it to people. Doesn't mean that we don't have to give up some of our possessions.
我们不再抓住这些教会当中任何的特权啊、权力地位。或是去掌控任何我们，这也可能是我们的家产、啊、这个田产、啊、我们的家产，我们也需要放弃出去，因为爱心的缘故。
So the possessions we're talking about here, it's not the material possession, but the willingness to let go of power.
我们唯有这样愿意分享，才能够成为一个社区有见证的教会。
So even、so that if only when we are willing to love and share, we can be a good testimony to the community.
那第二个呢，我们要建造一个表里一致的教会。
So the second one, we should build a church with consistency.
啊，让我们一起来读第四十六节，好吗
？Let's read verse 46.
好，预备，请。让我看。好，这里告诉我们说，当时这些信徒，无论是在公共场合，或是在私人家里，都是一样的态度。
So we can see at that time, the disciples and believers, doesn't matter they're in public or in the privacy of their home, they behave the same.
啊，不但是众人同心合意，恒切的在圣殿这种公开场合，或者是然后从这家到那家，哈，在 King James Version 就是 from house to house， 哈，就从这家到那家，都是存着相同的态度、相同的标准、相同的原则。
You can see believers not only continue to meet together in the temple courts, and they also broke bread in their homes. In the King James verses, is from house to house, and they have the same attitude and same standard and same principle.
Yeah, 他们没有说一套做一套，没有戴上面具来伪装，反而是坦诚相待，存着欢喜、诚实心用饭。
So not like they say one thing and do another, no mask, but in honesty. Joy, eat together.
啊，有一个妻子告诉她丈夫，你干脆住在教会就好了。
So there's a wife told her husband, why don't you just live in the church?
因为每次你到教会的时候都非常的啊绅士啊，都表现得非常好，可是回到家就不一样了。
So because you behave so well at church like a gentleman, but different at home.
你干脆就住在教会就好了。
So why don't you stay there? Don't come home.
在教会，在家里是否是表里一致呢？
So at church and at home, are you the same?
那这里还讲到说存着这个欢喜诚实的心用饭，是什么意思呢？
So we see here they eat together with glad and sincere heart. What does that mean?
存着喜乐，也就是说存着喜乐，单纯哈，这里讲单一的心 ，singleness of heart.
So we say they have with gladness and singleness of heart.
那不要以为说吃饭是小事，容易搞定，其实是大事，最难搞定。
Don't think eating together is easy. It's very difficult.
因为众口难调哈。
Because there's so many preferences.
一家人，你想看才几口人啊哈，那最头痛的就是家里做饭那个人，伤透脑筋。
So just think about in your own home how many people you have, but the people in charge of cooking are really working hard on figuring out what to cook.
有人要吃鱼，有人要吃肉，有人喜欢吃面，有人喜欢吃饭，哇！
So some like fish, some like meat, and some like to eat bread, and others like rice.
那你想看当时教会上万人啊，大家都存着喜乐、单纯的一个心用饭，背后没有埋怨，没有算计，这实在是不容易的。
Think about at that time, there are thousands of people, tens of thousands of people eat together and with sincere heart, and it's really not that easy.
难怪当时教会是复兴的。
No wonder the church is revived.
你看我们教会今天才几十人，常常就是为了管理饭食的事伤透脑筋。
So let's see, our church altogether is less than 100 people, but those in charge of meal and refreshment have done a great deal of figuring out.
Yeah, 我们今天本来要专程为着管理饭食的来特别祷告。
And then today we actually have a special prayer for those people who are in charge of the kitchen and the refreshment ministry.
连光耀来安排上来祷告的人都没有办法，所以我们改到下礼拜。你看，这个实在是管理饭食实在太难了。我们看见当代这个初代教会选出第一批最优秀的同工、最棒的长职，你知道他们在干什么的吗？管理饭食啊！
Do you know the early church selected the first group of deacons, what their job is? It's to in charge of the meal.
不是让他们去带茶经去讲道的，是管理饭食啊。It's
not to teach or to do other stuff, but to in charge of the distribution of food.
是那些最优秀的、最有能力的同工来管理饭食，所以不要以为啊，这个转饭食这是俗世俗的事情。So
don't look down on those the refreshment ministry.
因为这是非常难，人一多呢，就有人会被忽略了。So
when there's more people, and some will be overlooked.
那当人一被忽略呢，你心中就不能欢喜，就不能够诚实了，也就是说，你心就不单纯了。So
when you're overlooked, you can't be joyful, you can't have the singleness of heart.
啊，等一下吃饭的时候，假设大家都有饭吃，就你没饭吃，然后呢， 就人家夹鸡腿的时候，就故意不让你夹，你就没吃到哈，你会很开心吗？
So just imagine when we go out and eat together in the dining room, and then when it's your turn, there's no more left, and then will you be happy?
那你吃的时候你还会欢喜吗？ 你的心还会单纯吗？
Still eat with joy.
你会存着欢喜诚实，那个诚实不是说你有没有吃到鸡腿，没吃到，有吃到，那个诚实不是的，是指你有没有单纯啊，那个单纯的心，单一的心啊，很难，是不是？
So it's not the honesty like you have got a chicken leg or you have not gotten a chicken leg, but it's the sincere heart. Do you still have a sincere heart?
那你看当时的教会没有出现这样的情况，直到后来在第六章，我们现在是第二章，直到第六章才出现那些说希腊话的寡妇被忽略了，才选出管理人才来解决问题，调解纠纷。
So we can see the church, early church did not have such problems until when we read to chapter 6, there's some Grecian Jews complain about their widows being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
可见要一直维持这种欢喜诚实的状况呢，不容易。
So we can see it's not easy to keep this joy and singleness of heart.
不过从吃饭的事情，特别是对我们中国人来讲，我们很在意这个吃饭，特别能够让我们看出这是不是一个表里合一的教会。So
especially when it's about eating, especially for Chinese people, and it can really show the church if it's the church is consistent.
这是很好的考验哦。你在公开的场合，你在挨家挨户个人的家里，我们下礼拜二有姐妹会哦，在个人家里哦，在社区当中有没有人看见这教会有竟然可以有这样美好的见证？这就是今天我们所要学习的。So
it doesn't matter we're in church or in somebody's home, like next week we're going to have a sisterhood meeting, or in public in our society. Can we be a wonderful testimony?
好，最后一个对外的社区见证，乃是我们要建造一个深受欢迎的教会。So
and the third one, we need to build a church that deeply welcomed by the community.
第47节上半节这样说，他说赞美神得众民的喜爱。So
verse 47 says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people.
好，这里得众民的喜爱呢？ 那些众民是包括那些信的，还有不信的人。So
here we say enjoy the favor of all peoples, including the believers and the non-believers.
所以基督徒在社区当中应当要有好的人际关系、社区友谊、有深受欢迎的这些美好见证。So
Christians should have good people relationships and good community friendship, and be welcomed everywhere.
所以圣经提醒我们，基督徒当作世上的光、世上的盐，要带给社区正面的影响。So
the Bible told us to be the light and salt of the world to influence in our community.
当社区们提到基督徒或提到教会的时候，大家包括这信的跟不信的，是不是都很喜欢跟他们交往？是不是我们的教会成为一个深受社区欢迎的教会呢？
So think about it, in our community, do people want to be friend with a Christian? Is our church is a welcomed church, beloved church?
我们要反省检讨，假如你是基督徒，你在你周围所接触的人群当中，你是不是受欢迎的？
So we should all evaluate ourselves among the people that you have in contact with in the past. Are you popular?
你说牧师啊，我们教会现在有这个社区服务中心啊，所以我们服务 社区应该是深受欢迎的。
So you said we have a community service center. We should be pretty welcome.
No. 我讲的教会不是指教堂啊，教会是人啊。我们教堂有提供这样服务没有错，不过教会是指人啊，我们有没有成为一个深受欢迎的人呢？
So I was talking about the church. It's not our church building. It's not this facility. But you as everybody is a church.
耶稣要我们进入社会，进入社区当中，如同羊进入狼群，而不是躲到深山野林去修道。
So Jesus asked us to go into the world like sheep among wolves. He didn't ask us to hide.
所以我们要成为那和平之子，使人和睦的人，让社区的人喜欢，而不是让人讨厌。
So we need to bring peace, harmony to the and to be enjoyable, not obnoxious.
其实我们今天传福音很难，难的并不是说我们福音的信息内容不好，或是因为我们这个常常是因为我们传福音的对象呢，对基督徒有一些的反感。
So sadly, it's hard to spread the gospel, not because of the message itself, but because the person who present the message.
我常常听到说啊，传福音的时候，就听到一些说啊，我认识一些基督徒，不过如果要我信主，跟他们一样，我宁可不要信。
So I have run into a group of people say, I have met some group of Christians. If you want me to become a believer like those people, I'd rather not to be a Christian.
我希望我们教会没有这样的人，让人家绊倒。
I hope that doesn't happen to our church.
所以希望我们每一个人都成为一个深受欢迎，让人喜爱的人，有好的见证。
So I hope we'll be all welcoming and then have good testimony.
那最后方面呢，除了对内对外，还有一个对上的一个渴慕追求。
And other than for inside, outside, and then there is a third point is towards up.
那对上我们要建造什么呢？首先要建造一个看重祷告的教会。
And then we need to build a church.
那四十二节。
Emphasis on prayers.
四十二节，我们一起来读。
Let's read 42.
来，这讲到彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。好，那这些蒙恩得救人聚在一起，他们就成了教会了。
So when the believers gather together, it formed a church.
那在当时，他们无论是在犹太人的会堂，或者在圣殿，甚至在个人家里，他们做了几件事情，包括交接擘饼，包括祈祷这些事情。
So we can see either in the Jewish synagogue or temple, or even at home, church was growing, and then they break bread together.
其实我们知道，当时他们连一间固定聚会属于他们自己的教堂建筑物都没有，但是教会竟然仍然可以复兴，为什么？
But we can see at the time the believers don't have a fixed place to meet together, but the church still grows. Why?
因为他们看重祷告。
Because they pay more attention to prayer.
使徒时代的教会，他们在建立前，他们从祷告开始，在马可楼120个。
So before they establish church, they pray.
直到他们得到能力，然后他们去传福音了。然后呢，教会复兴的时候，几千人信主，每一次都几千人信主的时候，教会复兴的时候，他们更是不停止祷告。
And when thousands of people have been saved, and then they even pray even more.
人数少的时候他们祷告，人数多的时候他们更是祷告。
So they pray when they have few people, and they pray when they have more people.
那我们来看看今天的教会。
Let's look at today's church.
许多教会说教会的常常被教会繁重的事工压得喘不过气来。许多的爱主的弟兄姐妹甚至传道人觉得说，哎呀，时间都不够用了。
So today we We often are so busy with the things we're doing, and we absolutely have no time.
没有时间祷告。
No time to pray.
做事的时间都不够了，还需要祷告吗？
So we say there's not even enough time to serve, to work. Do we need to pray?
觉得祷告实在太浪费时间了，又没有及时的果效哈。
It feels like the prayer takes a lot of time and there's no immediate effect.
现在是速食时代，马上要看到成果的，祷告好像比较慢，都没看到成果哈。然后做一些事情可以马上看到成果的。
So now it's like, if we do something, we can see, the result. But if we pray, we can't not see the result immediately.
那如果要真的要祷告，也可以。不过要等到把所有的事工都做完之后，若还有多余的精力，那然后我们再来祷告吧。
So maybe after all is done, if we have extra time, let's pray.
倘若我们这样做的话，主要伤心了。
If you do so, and then you have grieved this Holy Spirit.
从四福音当中，我们看见耶稣一再的给我们一个看重祷告的榜样。
So we can see the example from the four Gospels how Jesus, examples of for the disciples of prayer.
你说耶稣还需要祷告吗？他是神呐，他还需要祷告吗
？You think Jesus needs to pray? He's God Himself.
但是耶稣看重。祷告比任何事工都重要。
But Jesus thinks prayer is more important than anything.
我们常常流露出一个啊，祷告是一种没有办法了，好，只好祷告了吧。
So sometimes you say, "Oh, I have no way out other than pray."
其实祷告乃是所有办法当中最有效而且最重要的。
But prayer is the most effective and most important thing.
使徒当年他们看重祷告，满足耶稣的期待。到了今天，我们也必须看重祷告，来继续满足神的期待。这才是一个复兴的教会。
So disciples were attentive to prayers, and today we need to follow their example to meet God's expectation.
我曾经在一个教会访问，然后他们讲，觉得教会就说要看祷告人数，就知道教会复不复兴。
So I used to attend a church, visit a church. And then they say, you can tell how many people attend the prayer meetings, and you can tell if it's a growing church or not.
Yeah, 所以我们希望我们的祷告会啊，不要再个位数了，希望我们有突破。如果我们希望期待有这个复兴的教会。
And hopefully our prayer meetings will have more people join us.
好，第二个呢，是我们要建造一个蛮有神迹的教会。
So second one was build a church with wonders and signs.
我们一起来读第四十三节好吗？
Let's read 43 together.
众人
one was filled with awe. Many wonders and miraculous signs were done.
好，一个复兴的教会必定会经历神奇妙的大能作为。
So revival church will experience miracles and wonders.
在马可福音十六章十七节那里讲到说，信的人必有神迹奇事随着他们。
In Mark 6:17, 16:17 said, these signs will accompany those who believe.
许多人说、啊、今天是科学时代了，早就没有神迹了。
So many people say it's a scientific world. Miracles are overrated.
那你们教会讲神迹啊，你们一定是灵恩派。
So if you say, oh, you focus on miracles, then you are not on the right track.
其实神迹每天都在发生。
But miracles happens every day.
神迹就是神的踪迹，只要神真实的活着，必定有他的踪迹。
So miracle is a signature of God. Since God is a living God, there must be His trace.
我们想看看，假如神若经常与我们同在，或者是说，我们宁愿说，我们若经常与神同行，我就一定会发现成神迹的。
So if we say if God is with us, or say it another way, if we walk with God, and there will be miracles.
使得时代呢，就是因为这样的关系，他们。的确，确实经历上帝的同在。
So during the time of the book of Acts, those disciples experienced God's presence.
因为使徒们经常与神同行，神迹奇事自然就在那里发生了。
Because disciples walk with God and miracles happen.
其实这些使徒们只不过是神迹的工具，真正的主角还是神自己。
So, but those disciples are only the vessels through whom God performed miracles, and the center is God Himself.
那我们来看今天有一个很奇怪的现象。
So we see there's a strange phenomenon today.
有许多教会拼命的求神迹， 然后跟随人，那些自称会有神迹恩赐的，行神迹恩赐的，就拼命的跟随那些人，却不愿意付上代价来走十字架的道路，与神同行。
So we see some people seeking miracles. They follow men who claim they were blessed by God with special abilities, but unwilling to carry their cross.
你说这样子神迹会发生吗？
Do you think the miracle will happen?
那就算发生，对你有什么意义呢？
Even the miracle happens, what it means to you?
这跟你去看一场魔术表演有什么差别呢？
What is different from watching a magic show?
很多魔术表演真的是叹为观止啊，那个把身体切成一半啊，把这个是不是很多魔术？哎，又复合了、啊，是不是？
There are some magic shows that are really shocking. They can cut a person in half and put them back together.
那有什么差别呢？我们看完这个有什么差别？对你有什么生命改变呢？
So, what's if such a miracle? What's the difference? Can change your life?
所以我觉得今天教会最大的神迹，不是能够赶鬼、说方言、病得医治啊、死人复活这些超自然的现象发生。而是那个刚硬的心、啊、可以得到改变，可以回转归向神，这是最大的神迹。
So in fact, I think the biggest miracle nowadays is not drive out demons, speaking tongues, power to heal, to raise the dead, but to turn our hearts to God. Our hearts can be softened.
我们可以看见原本一个该受死惩罚的一个罪人，竟然可以蒙受神的恩典，罪得赦免。你说这不是一个最大的神迹吗？
So we can see a sinner whose punishment is death, but by the grace of God can be saved and enter eternal life. Can you say that's not the biggest miracle?
一个本来要走向灭亡的人，如今可以在神的永生的国度有份。你说这不是最大的神迹吗？
A person doomed to die, and now you can have a part in God's kingdom. Is that a miracle?
最后呢，我们要建造的是一个同心敬拜的教会。
And the third one is build a church, unite a heart to worship.
到四十七节上半节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。好，这些信的人呢，天天在一处，他们聚集在那边做什么呢
？So believers gathered together. What did they do?
他们在那集体敬拜，啊，在那赞美神，或在个人家里，或是在在殿中，他们擘饼聚会。这些都是敬拜。
To worship in their home, they broke bread is worship. To meet together in the temple court is also worship.
所以敬拜不应该看重这些外在的形式，更应该在乎的是对神内心的态度。
So the worship is not only outward behavior, but also attitude in our hearts towards God.
当我们同心合意的时候，无论我们身处何处。我们当我们心向神而活的这种生命态度，其实就成为最美的敬拜。
So it doesn't matter where and when we get together and praising God, it's the most beautiful worship.
今天我们常搞错了一个敬拜，你们教会的敬拜是哪一种风格啊？然后来决定说你们敬拜的好坏，其实都是错的。
So there's a misunderstanding. People always ask, what's the fashion or way of your worship?
敬拜哈不是等于音乐
，So worship is not only music
啊，也不是等于人不跟人数无关，不在乎人数多少，更不是这个程序的品质好坏。
And also, it has nothing to do with how many people attending, and has nothing to do with the church routine.
我们倘若我们每一位信徒，我们有相同的看见，敬拜就是我们要活出一个敬虔的生命，就如同保罗所说的，就是你是罗马书十二章第一节。将身体献上，当作活祭，这样的一个敬拜是理所当然的。
So, but if we have the same vision and live a God worship life, like Paul said in Romans 12:2-1, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
这一种献上生命的敬拜，才是神所喜悦的敬拜。
So this kind of worship is God pleasing worship.
若是如此。无论我们聚集在一起唱诗、祷告，或是在谁家趴辣、吃饭、用餐，同样都可以活出主的荣美。
So that's why it doesn't matter when we sing together, or we eat together, or we have potluck together, we still can have great worship.
我们都可以享受主同在的甜蜜，并且真实、去看见人心归向神的这种行动改变，这都是全人的真实的敬拜。
So we do so in worship, enjoy the sweetness of being with God, experience change of hearts towards God. That's worship.
这也是一个复兴教会所应当拥有的特质，更是我们未来努力的目标。
And also, that's a character of a revival church, and also it's our goal.
当我们齐心努力，我们要建造教会，我相信就会带来教会复兴的结果。
So when we try hard and build our church, and I think our church will revive.
整个第二章的最后一句话总结是什么呢？我们一起来读好不好？
Okay, let's read.
北秦主将得救。
To their number daily.
Okay, 所以复兴教会的结果就是必定会带来人数增长的这个教会，必定成为一个人数增长的教会。请注意，这个是果，不是因。
So one church revive member will increase. The Lord will add to their number daily. Pay attention. It's a result, not the cause.
许多人以为说只要人多哦，就代表教会复兴。
So some people think we have more members, that means the church must be revived.
但是我认为说这是必然，一个教会复兴必然就会有这样的结果。
But we think it's the result, not the cause.
所以我们建立教会的目标不能单单以人增长人数为考量，因为这是自然而然的必然的结果。
So our goal is not only to bring more people in, that's going to be the result.
这里讲到主将得救的人天天加给他们，这说明了教会增长是神的主权啊。
Here say God add to their number, that means here God is in charge.
但是教会不增长，人数不增长，不能成为我们懒惰的借口，都推给上帝，因为是上帝的错，没有让没有把这个人数加给我们教会。
But it cannot be our excuse of not doing our part.
教会要真正的复兴，我觉得主要的责任还是在于我们如何建造。
So to revive our church, I think we play a big part in it.
我们的建造责任是什么呢？
So what we do?
就是我们刚刚所读的这段经节，是我们内对内的生命态度是否在目标是在建造一个谦卑学习、团契相交、敬虔生命的教会呢？
So our part is our attitude. Our goal is to build a learning, fellowship-oriented, God-fearing church.
我们是否有对外的社区见证？我们的目标是否在建造一个爱心分享、表里一致、社区友谊的教会呢？
So to outside, do we have a good testimony to the community?
我们的责任更是对上的渴慕追求。我们的目标是否在建造一个看重祷告？满有神迹同心敬拜的教会呢？
And also towards above, are we a church focused on prayer miracles?
我们会发现原来建造一个复兴的教会并不是那样的困难。
So we'll see in this way to build a revival church, it's not that difficult.
只要你愿意尽上你的责任，我相信我们也可以成为一个复兴的教会。
If you are willing to do your part, I think our church will revive.
我相信神也必定会将得救的人数不断加给我们。
And I believe God will add to our numbers.
而你愿意尽上你的责任吗？
Are you willing to be part of it?
没有人理我。你愿意吗？
愿意。
好，我们一起来这首歌来回应，让世人知道我们是基督徒，是因着爱。
Let's rebound with the song.They will know we are Christians by our love.
好，我们一起起立好吗？
Let's all rise.